it's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
The following is a presentation of the 90.9 The Light Sports Department. For people who can't get enough of the NBA, we'll take you through this week's action across the nation, following the league's top players, team standings, and the latest NBA news. This is From the Perimeter. Welcome in. Welcome all. This is Kyle Vaught. Alongside me is Thomas Pensiero. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Ready to talk some NBA.
I am ready to talk some NBA, too. It is good to be back. Another week.
It's been a long week, and it's only Tuesday.
It feels like it's Thursday or Friday.
Tuesday, man.
I'm so ready for the weekend, too.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl is coming up, but that's a different sport.
That is a different sport, but I like the way you think. You know what else is coming up?
NBA All-Star?
NBA All-Star
NBA
game.
NBA All-Star weekend. Let's
that
go.
That is correct. So, just a real quick house topic of something that I've been thinking about. We really need a Twitter.
We do need a Twitter.
I was
just for FTP.
FTP.
We need our own. We need our own emblem.
We do.
We need one of those. We need a Twitter. We're going places, people.
We are going
places.
We're
making moves here.
And you guys heard it here first. It's going to happen. From the Perimeter.
We're getting big.
I was looking online last night. Nobody has From the Perimeter.
I like it.
Nobody.
I like it.
I Googled From the Perimeter.
I Googled before we came up with the two just to make sure.
Really?
Just in case we got real big and we weren't
just
taking
case,
any.
Just in case. I had the belief from day one.
Of course.
I had the belief.
Of course, Kyle.
From day one. So, for the first topic, we're going to do a little segment called Alley-Oop. Right?
Of course.
So basically, I'm going to toss you something up and you slam it down. Thomas, All-Star Weekend.
This is the first time I can dunk, too.
Oh, yeah. It is true.
Never been able to dunk before.
What are you looking forward to in the All-Star Weekend?
Oh, man. I love the All-Star Weekend. Not so much the game. The All-Star game has been fading as I get older. You know, it seems like as year goes on, more and more points are being put up on the board in the All-Star game. And less interest is coming from me, from Thomas. But more interest, I still love the dunk contest. The dunk contest has always been my favorite. I remember back in the day when I was 8, 9 years old, I would tape them. I would record them on like VHS as an 8-year-old, the dunk contest, and rewatch them almost every week because I loved it so much. Nate Robinson, one of my favorite players back in the day when he played for the Knicks, three-peating in the dunk contest. I mean, there's so much history, so I'm really looking forward to that. A little disappointed that Zach LaVine's not in it this year. I would have loved to see Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine again, especially because Timberwolves, what else are you going to do? You're not having a great year again. So let's go. I want to see Aaron Gordon. I want to see DeAndre Jordan. I heard he was invited.
I did hear that.
I would love to see DeAndre Jordan. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
I don't know how high he can get off the ground because he weighs, you know. Like,
if
he's
Dwight
an
Howard
extremely
can do it,
athletic person.
If Dwight
don't get
Howard
me wrong.
Can do it.
But I just don't know how creative his dunks would be based on how big he is.
It would just be interesting because he's a big name.
It's true.
Per se. So, other guys that have been rumored in it, I mean, Simmons from San Antonio. I heard Jaylen Brown, the rookie from Boston, turned it down. So, hopefully they get some more big names in there, but I feel like the dunk contest really relies on names, unlike like the three-point shootout and the skills challenge. You don't really need big names for those to be good. The dunk contest is always last in the skills night. You need big names to vault it. That's what I'm looking forward to the most.
So the dunk contest,
oh,
for
definitely.
Sure.
For sure.
I kind of am looking forward to the Rising Star Challenge with Devin Booker, KAT, and Jahlil Okafor. I think that's going to be fun among some other players.
It's better
that
than the All-Star game itself.
That's true. That is true. It's going to be interesting because I'm wondering if Russell Westbrook's going to get a third MVP of the All-Star.
All right, so is it my turn? I toss something up to
yes,
you?
Yes, it's right. Your turn.
I've always been a good passer, so here you go, Kyle. Did Kevin Durant going to the Warriors ruin this NBA season? Not the playoffs, but the regular season. Did Kevin Durant going to a 73-win team just obliterate any kind of competition and any kind of meaningful games in the regular season?
I can't. What do you mean?
There's no competition.
MVP.
There's no meaningful
games. It's so
games.
Awesome. I can't believe you. Well,
who wants to watch LA Clippers versus Utah Jazz because it means nothing in the West
time
anymore?
Out. The West is really, really, really good.
Yeah, but the Warriors.
Okay. No, time.
There's no competition. Who's going to beat them in the West?
This is.
So why watch?
What? Because it's amazing basketball on all fronts. You've got the Spurs. The Clippers are playing well. The Jazz are coming up.
I'm sorry, game 53 or whatever of Utah Jazz doesn't excite me because I know how good
the
Warriors
are. Was last season exciting?
In different ways, yes.
Then
and now they got an MVP.
Okay, but timeout. Last season was exciting and they won how many games? 73. How many games have they won this year?
And it was barely competitive then, and now you add an MVP.
They're 41-7. Do you think they're going to run the table the rest of the season and beat their record?
No, I don't think that. I'm just saying.
Because I would love to see that. You know how exciting that would be if they back-to-back broke their records? I'm going to slam dunk this down and say that not only did Kevin Durant save this NBA season, he made it better.
I disagree.
That is fine, and I don't care. Oh, you're lucky. I'm a little riled up that you're, you know, that emphatic about tossing that one up to me as if I would be like, yay, I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. How dare you?
I'm not saying I'm not a Golden State
How
Warriors
dare
fan.
You? All right. So we're going to move on to our next topic, the Big Three. The Big Three is big time.
It is.
It's big time. Everybody has a Big Three.
We need a Big Three.
We do need. We need a third, don't we?
Well, we count for 1.5. So
that is true. Each of us.
Yeah.
It's like
we're that good.
Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman all in.
That'd be two.
Yeah, but I'll be Pippen and Rodman.
All right. Cool.
I mean, I'm kind of really good.
I
as
like
well.
That trade.
That's
I
fine.
I like that offer.
You can have all your fame and fortune. I'm gonna go off and do my thing and have fun. So
you do know, like Rodman's in rehab, like every other year.
So am I. That's all right. I'm in heart rehab. That's what I call it. Also, sometimes it's food rehab. But
I've been there.
Number one, Derek Fisher says that he's been ostracized or blackballed from the NBA after the Barnes drama. He said, "We were able to take a team that wasn't as talented as the team they have now, and we were much better and much further along than this group." Is that they have now. What does he mean by that? What's going on?
There's a lot going on. I mean, I kind of feel a little bad for Derek Fisher here because not only is this going on.
He did just.
But
his house just got robbed.
Just got robbed, I believe, last night. All five of his championship rings stolen. Close to $300,000. So it's not been it hasn't been a good day for, or a good week, a good year. It hasn't been a good year for Derek Fisher after being fired just under a year ago from the Knicks, but I don't know. It kind of seems like he's a little bitter here. You know, you get fired from a job, and now you're coming out now publicly just saying, hey, why did this happen? Why didn't I get a better chance? Why is everybody in the NBA kind of like trying to distance themselves from me? What's going on? And I get where he's coming from, but I don't agree with him. I don't agree with him. When he was in New York, he didn't want to be there. And he said it later on in the interview that he wasn't really ready and he kind of felt rushed into the job.
Right.
But that was obvious when he was taking the job. I mean,
yeah.
He didn't seem like he wanted to be the coach. And that was a big problem. And that's one of the reasons why Phil Jackson fired him after a year and a half. After he should have never even gotten a job because Steve Kerr initially turned down the offer.
Could you imagine what that would have been like?
Honestly, I don't know how much different the Knicks would be.
With Steve Kerr?
Look at their roster. I mean, they would be, what, you think 10 more wins as opposed to 20?
With what he's done with the basic players that have turned into all-stars because of his coaching?
Well, let's take it this way. The Golden State Warriors were a 55-58 win team already with Mark Jackson.
They were a good team.
And then coming in, Steve Kerr, he took them to the next level.
He accounted for how many games did he account for?
You give them what, 15, 10 to 15?
They were a 53 win team, right?
56, I believe.
56, yeah. And then the next season when Steve Kerr was there, what were they, 68?
So, yeah, 10-plus wins.
Okay, and then what about the next season?
And then 15-plus wins after
that. But, okay, so
the Knicks
imagine.
Were a 25-win team. So you give them 10 more, 35. Maybe. So they're around a five. They're an average team if Steve Kerr was there. But I'm not disputing that he wouldn't make
it. I don't know,
better.
Because I think he would have pulled some of the players that he pulled.
He could have. But let's go back to Derek Fisher. I mean, obviously he wasn't ready for this job. Obviously he wasn't the right guy for it. And obviously he should have never gotten this job. And that's another mistake that we put in Phil Jackson's column. But now he just sounds a little bitter. Now, I mean, you have all this drama. Yes, you can have a relationship with whoever you want. I don't care. But the way he made it public and the way he kind of didn't dismiss all the drama with Barnes just made it worse. He made the whole situation worse.
I would agree with that. That is the buzzer on that one. We're about to hit another one. That's right. After this one, I've got one thing.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I've got a bad feeling about this. Melodramatic is Ooh. What this is called.
Ooh.
Melodrama. Cavaliers decline the trade. Love for Carmelo.
And we won't get into this too much because if you caught us on the Average Joe's a few days ago.
I don't care. I want to get into
Kyle
it.
Kyle and I got into a pretty heated debate on this trade.
I mean,
on opposite
at
sides
this
of it.
Point, though, the trade is interesting considering all the different pieces in play where he could actually go to the Clippers.
He could go
he
to the Clippers.
Really
that
could.
Seems like the favorite at this point. But then again, Carmelo put up a post on his Twitter and Instagram today saying, hey, struggle makes you better. When you don't run away from these problems, it builds you up kind of deal.
Okay, so...
So it kind of feels like he doesn't...
Breaking news, he doesn't really want to go anywhere.
He still doesn't want to go anywhere. He also said he still hasn't talked to anybody from the organization about waiving his no-trade clause. Which is very
interesting. That would be the next part of pushing through this. What do you think of Carmelo setting himself up to go from player to coach?
Oh, Carmelo will never be a... Is that where you're getting at? A coach? Carmelo will never be a coach.
Why?
He's not interested.
Could he pull a Jason Kidd?
Could he? Yes.
I think he could. He doesn't want to go anywhere. What else is he going to do?
He doesn't want to go anywhere. He really don't. But not a head coach. He could pull a Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing, who's been a 15-year assistant coach in the NBA.
Yeah.
Never been able to get the head coaching job. But he's been around, not really bouncing around team to team. He's been on a few teams as the assistant coach, but staying stable as an assistant coach. I could see that as Carmelo. But the interesting thing is here, Carmelo Anthony is a family first guy, and environment matters to him. And I don't know why so many people are hating him on that. I mean,
well, and
if
that's
he wants
where,
to stay
that's
in
where
New York
I wonder,
because it's best for his family,
but see, that's where
why
I
judge
wonder
him on
too.
That?
I see his care and his love for his family in that. I don't think he wants to move, but he has a house in L.A. He does have a house in L.A., and I'm pretty sure they're out there pretty often and comfortable there. So
the only thing I think that could work out is if it wasn't for 2 years. If this was a rental type thing for 6 months, he would go in there, play his hardest, give his heart to the team. Like we know he could for a short amount of time, but then... regular Melo would come back out after 6 months or so. But I don't think he wants to go out there long term. He doesn't want to go anywhere other than New York.
I don't think he would be able to hang with the Golden State Warriors either.
No.
I don't think he's a perimeter shooter like J.J. Redick. He doesn't shoot threes anymore. Yeah. I don't think it would matter.
He's got mid-range all over him.
Just saying. Hey, you know what?
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
I've got one more topic for the big three. And this
is
kind of an interesting one, too. Before I even play anything, I just want to preface this.
Tease the folks at home.
I am. That's what I'm working on. I'm trying to work on my skills as much as you're trying to work on yours. So check this out. There's three teams, but I don't like the three teams that you put down. Because I do.
What do you want to add? The Bucks? 100%. You want to add the Bucks?
I want to add two more teams.
You want to add the Knicks?
Heck no, man. We just talked about how they're a dumpster fire.
I just like talking about the Knicks, man.
I'm just going to start. This is my new favorite.
That's your
sound.
New favorite.
The Knicks. It's like asking, do you want to add the Jets?
Come on. Low blow. Kick me while I'm down. Whatever.
It's true. Oh, man. All right,
so what two teams did you want to add to this?
What if we added the Jazz and the Bucks?
To make it a five team deal.
A five
right,
team.
Let's reveal all teams so people know what we're talking about here.
Which team has a brighter future?
Okay. Okay.
The 76ers.
Yep.
The Lakers.
Uh-huh.
The Timberlakes.
Okay.
The Timberwolves. The okay. Timberlakes.
No, that's Memphis.
That is. And I want to add the Utah Jazz.
And the Bucks.
In the Bucks.
Okay.
I like the Bucks. Future.
I like the Bucks. Oh, I'm not liking the Bucks in here. All right, can we go the first three first and then add the next two real quick? Real quick?
Yeah.
So out of the Sixers, Lakers, and Timberwolves, I feel like the Bucks and the Jazz are in a different category, so we'll get to that in a second. But out of those three teams, I feel like... It's painful to say. I kind of feel like the Sixers are the furthest along of that group, and I also feel like they have the brightest future. It's strange. I never thought I would say that, especially at this point. But I really don't like the direction the Lakers are kind of going now. They're what 6-24 in their last 30 games.
I will agree on that. But
I just
think
actually
it has...
wrote an article about the Lakers describing their future, and it was just doing my research on that. It just the way that organization is run and the way they don't stick to a direction kind of worries me.
I think Father Walton was probably hit it on the nail on the head when he said that this is probably a losing battle for Luke Walton
I agree.
But it was good for the experience.
Yes.
And I think if he's given another 2 years, he'll be able to pull the...
There's a chance.
I don't think he's going to pull the Lakers back.
Is it Jerry Buss or Jim Buss? Son?
It's one of them.
Needs to be gone.
But see,
Jeannie Buss needs to fire her brother.
What I think is going to happen is I think that Luke Walton will pull the team back up enough where another team will ask and offer him another job. And he'll go to another team as a head coach. And he'll be successful.
He has the potential to be a great coach. I think we're getting off topic a little bit here, but I think
what if he went to one of the teams we named?
Well, the only way the Lakers succeed with him is if they make a trade pretty soon and package their strength is their depth.
What
their youthful depth? They need to package a few of those young guys.
What if they got like Ben Simmons?
They need to get a proven star.
They need to get a proven star.
Jimmy Butler.
Ugh.
I mean, I don't love his team chemistry, but you need to get someone.
I don't like him. Did you see what he did the other night?
I don't like him either.
Who quits on a game?
Yeah.
That's not professional. That's middle school.
But do you agree with me the Sixers out of those three are probably the furthest along? Or do you like the Timberwolves a little more?
I do like the Timberwolves. I do think that Karl-Anthony Towns is just a special player. But I also really like the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Now we can add the Bucks and the Jazz.
I mean, seriously, though, Giannis Antetokounmpo is just the Greek freak. He's so fun
now
to watch.
They're going to get Chris Middleton back soon.
That's if everything works out.
Hopefully they get him back soon. Jabari Parker's actually playing pretty well.
He's playing a lot better.
He can be a solid number three option.
I'm just saying, we have a lot of really fun opportunities over these next few years.
I think the Bucks could benefit from unloading one of their big men.
While we're talking about this, then...
And getting some more shooting.
Oh, my gosh. While we're talking about this,
excited,
then... I know. But check it out, then.
Okay.
So, we'll hit a fast break. And since we're already talking about this, fast break. Just give me, like, 1 to 2 minutes on trade and what you see could happen and who could benefit who where.
Yeah, so the trade talk is definitely starting to amp up a little bit here as tomorrow is now February. We're shooting this now on a Tuesday, the last day in January. So tomorrow's February. That means the trade deadline's only, what, 3 weeks away, I believe?
Yep.
So it looks like a lot of the rumors are starting to heat up. Brook Lopez, Nets are trying to get rid of him, but they want too much. They have no picks, so they want multiple first-rounders for him. I don't see that happening. I mean, this guy's been in trade talks every single year. He's been with the Nets. So why is now the good time to unload him?
Right.
Serge Ibaka
is
another guy who's starting to heat up.
Where would he go?
See, that's an interesting one because Orlando has too many big men here. They're just trying to get rid of one of them. I didn't understand why they even signed
Serge Ibaka. Well, they're similar to the 76ers.
Exactly, and the Bucks, who just
but
have
the
way
thing
too
about
much
the Magic
court.
Is I don't think they have the talent that the 76ers have.
Now, with Serge Ibaka, the only viable option or options I can see him going to is a proven veteran team where he could come off the bench and give you 20-25 minutes.
Is he going to want to come off the bench?
I believe he's partially at least coming off the bench already for Orlando.
Just checking.
Yeah, so maybe a team like, I don't know, the Wizards would benefit from front court help.
Could you imagine John Wall with that?
They need front court help.
Wall's basically carrying the team anyway.
He is.
He's been.
So maybe Serge Ibaka to the Wizards as they start to heat up.
Okay. What about...
And Boston. Boston needs front court help now because they're getting out-rebounded by everybody.
Well, Al Horford isn't really doing much to help.
So,
okay, what about Shumpert to Utah?
That was an interesting one I saw because the Cavs want another guard. And Utah wants more defense. They are a defensive team, and Shumpert, that's his specialty. I don't see Shumpert really helping out the Cavs much, so I don't know if they would get rid of him.
Okay.
But that's something interesting to look forward to.
Okay.
And then one of the guys that's most likely the star of this group is Jimmy Butler. We talked about him. We don't really like him that much.
Just no.
His team chemistry kind of seems a little off here. I don't know who would really want him. But he's a good player. He's a good player. I mean, he can go give you 25 and 6 and keep that consistent.
Or 3.
If he's in the right situation, I like him. I don't know where the right situation is. But I got an interesting question. If you're Boston, you need help, right? If you want to compete with the Cavs, would you rather have Melo or Jimmy Butler? Because those are both kind of rumors where Boston is floating around trying to get.
Boston would make more sense for Melo to be able to stay home.
Agreed.
That's pretty much my answer on that one.
Okay.
Cause
I agree. I'd rather have... I think Melo fits better there as well.
Yeah. I would say Melo would fit better just because I think he's a team player and Isaiah Thomas would benefit from that too, having somebody that he could dish the ball into and be able to at least have a body that can score.
It would help them on rebounding as well.
That's a nothing but net right there. It would help him on rebounding. So check it out. That was a good fast break. That was the first time we've ever done one of those. Just a chance for you to rant on something. We've got another new segment here. It's kind of my brainchild. I actually came up with it the other day.
Your brainchild?
Yeah, 3-second violation.
Okay.
And we both had to Google it to make sure. Because there's like 20 violations in basketball. A 3-second violation gives you a chance to talk about a topic of an NBA athlete that made a stupid decision over the course of 3 seconds if he had just been able to hold it in there. But instead, he lost his cool for 3 seconds and changed everything. Who and why is all of this happening right now? Between all the different things that are going on, there are people who are losing their cool. And I'll let you kind of take care of this. But, Thomas, who deserves a 3-second violation the most this week?
Enes Kanter. You deserve a 3-second violation for what you did this weekend. What are you doing, Enes? What are you doing? He broke his forearm, for those of you that don't know, on a chair. Was it a timeout, I believe? During the game, got heated up. 3 seconds is all it takes. He goes and hits a chair and breaks his forearm. He's out, what, 6 to 8 weeks, I believe?
Yeah.
I mean, and he's somebody who comes off the bench and he scores 20 points on average.
Oh, 15 on the year, but he gives
15 to 20 points.
Yeah.
This is the only other offense that OKC has other than Russell Westbrook, basically.
And this is still, as much as we bashed Russell Westbrook, this is still a playoff team carried by Westbrook. He's still
This could end up hurting Westbrook's triple doubles because
who's he going to pass to?
Enes Kanter was one of the few people who would get 3 to 4 assists to Westbrook every game.
I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if he didn't want to play with Westbrook anymore. I don't know if he got tired of Westbrook telling him what to do all the time. I don't know what happened, but that's a 3-second violation and then some. Breaking your forearm during the game because you hit a chair. That's unacceptable. That's Amari Stoudemire breaking his hand at the fire hydrant or the fire extinguisher type deal. I mean, that's unexcusable.
Absolutely unexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable. What else you got for me?
Another thing that's unexcusable is more of, I don't know if you guys heard this story that came out. Steven Jackson, the former NBA player, part of the Palace, that Palace feud back in the day, very famous
back
for that.
Back in the day,
he said in an interview with, I believe it was Michael Rapaport, the actor, on his podcast, that he used to play high and he used to smoke before games, and his coach, Don Nelson, was completely cool with it. So I got more of a problem with the coach here than Steven Jackson. Also, the NBA, I mean, there's so many facets of this that I have a problem with that need a 3-second violation.
He needs a 3-second violation.
Because, first of all, you shouldn't be smoking anything before a game. I don't care what it is.
I mean, I guess times were different.
Chamomile tea leaves. But.
I guess things were different then because they didn't realize the damage that it did. But the amount of oxygen deprivation that happens when you're high, like, the guy could have, like, passed out on the court.
And he was a good player.
Yeah.
He was a solid NBA player.
That's
insane. And if you're Don Nelson, I heard in the interview, Don Nelson used to go and give him high fives and say, "We can smoke now," after all the what are they called? The drug tests.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess in the NBA, they only do a certain amount of drug tests, and then once they're done, you can do all you want after that situation.
I guess so.
So Don Nelson would go up to his players, specifically Steven Jackson and Baron Davis, and go give him high fives and say he was totally cool with it.
Oh, my goodness.
3-second violation. Hit him up, Kyle.
Hit him up with a 3-second violation. All right, last segment. We're going to finish up real quick here in just a few minutes. I do need to say that you the real MVP.
You the real MVP.
Thanks, Thomas.
Nothing but compliments coming
Nothing
from
but compliments because you're doing such a great job. Not to mention some of these topics are just absolutely insane, and I really appreciate you finding some of these stories. I appreciate you writing.
Thank you.
It's good stuff.
Much appreciated.
Well, I mean, we do make a good team considering the few moments that I spend working on the show, I end up I make a whole entire setup for the show, and then you go in there and just fill it all in.
It works
with
perfect.
All this knowledge you have.
Oh, man.
It's impressive. It is impressive.
It's easy when both of us love the NBA as much as
we do. Oh my gosh, I love the NBA though.
So good.
I love the NBA.
So good.
It's so long. Like, it's a long season, and it gives me something to do on multiple different nights.
But because of all the knuckleheads in the NBA, they give us so many topics to talk about too.
And every single one of them is a diva.
We didn't even get to talk about the LeBron James and Charles Barkley.
Don't even get me started on that.
We don't even have time to talk about that. We could do a whole podcast on that.
That alone. I don't understand what's happening between them.
Yeah, if you don't know, just turn on ESPN.
Yeah,
and
if you don't know, just turn on your phone, because I've had at least 4 or 5 updates in the last 20 minutes about different things that are going on. But we're going to go on to the 3-point shootout, finishing up this wonderful show. Big name this year, Big Vince Carter. Hit the big 4-0.
Vince Sanity.
Hit the big 4-0.
Wow.
This is a guy that I remember watching.
Vince Carter's first year was 98.
I was 9 years old.
I was like three or four. I was 3 or 4 when Vince Carter was in the league.
That's impressive.
Oh my god.
And ridiculous.
I mean, this guy's a legend. I mean, first ballot Hall of Fame, right?
Absolutely.
You have to say, I mean, look
he's
at
still
what he's done
if
in
he
his
could
career.
If he could dunk. Did you see that reverse layup he did?
Oh my god.
If he could dunk still.
We're going to see one more dunk from him eventually. It's going
to
happen.
We've got to see one more.
And I want to see it in a Toronto Raptors uniform, by the way.
I hope.
I want to see that.
That would be nice. LeBron James became the first Cavalier to score 2,000 points on Sunday night, which is really impressive, really exciting. He also is the oldest All-Star on all the All-Star rosters, which is cool, I guess.
I mean, Father LeBron? Grandpa LeBron?
Is it about time that we start looking at his age and taking it a little bit serious? I mean,
I think we're starting to get to the point. What is he, 30, 32? He just turned 32, I believe, a couple weeks ago. But, I mean, I can't question his health too much because this is a guy who takes great care of his body. I mean, you look at LeBron James. Not only is he, like, physically strong and that structure with his broad shoulders, but the guy takes great care of his body. I mean, you look at the summer. This guy was working out on vacation every day.
Yeah, but he was also kind of showboating some of it. And a lot of athletes do work out in the off season.
No doubt.
If you've ever heard of James Harrison's, and I know this is another, you know, different
crossing
sports
here,
but if you've ever seen his workout regime through the year, it's stupid insane. Same with Tom Brady. I mean, all the good athletes, all the great athletes, they have a drive like that.
That's why they're good into their late 30s.
I will say this. I really respect that LeBron James is able to keep up and is still as athletic as he is.
He hasn't dropped off. He hasn't dropped off yet.
I do sometimes wonder when that drop-off is going to be, and I think that some of that non-drop-off has happened because he's been a little bit stingy, and he's had coaches that have rested him. Spoelstra was really good.
And the Cavs want to rest him. They just can't right now.
Well, that's one of the
they
things.
They aren't able to.
And that's one of the things that I think with him, I'm wondering, is how rested and...
But real quick, one thing I've noticed over the last 5 years or so is I think he knows this. I know he knows he's starting to get older. And I think he's adjusting his game a little more. You're not seeing him score as much, take as many shots, driving to the basket as much. He's dishing out a lot more. This is probably one of his best passing years thus far. I mean, he's setting up for his older years.
This just in. Clearly, he Googled me and found out some things. That's from Charles Barkley on LeBron James. I don't know, but I'm getting updates left and right. Check it out. It's insane. I'm just saying. And look out. The Jazz are 30-19. And the fifth seed, they're setting themselves up pretty quickly.
Pretty impressive. I think they're the best defensive team in the league.
I'm pretty
as well.
Sure we said that they're one of the teams to watch out for. In fact, Chris Ford from the Average Joe Show said that they're the team at the beginning of the season. He said they're the team to watch because they're going to be there. They're going to be there.
And if they had a star, if they could just have a star late in games that could carry them
just
offensively,
just
be
saying.
Special.
Also, the Washington Wizards, 27-20. They're fifth seed too in the East. They're setting themselves up. John Wall, of course, has carried that team. I haven't really seen too much from Bradley Beal this season. So, what else you got on them?
Well, they're two totally opposite teams, really. I mean, you look at it, Wizards are one of those high-scoring teams, don't play much defense.
No, and very apparent because every time I see them come on the TV or watch highlights, the whole first half, they're down by 12.
Yeah.
And then I turn
around.
They don't
play great defense.
And it's the start of the fourth quarter, and they're tied up. And then at the end of the game, they're up by 5.
But then you got the Utah Jazz, who are the opposite. They're the best defensive team. I mean, they're only letting up 95.5 points.
Oh, yeah. They're
game.
They're
and
that's
the best in NBA.
They're
by,
really fun to watch, too.
That's
I don't
the best
get to
in the
see
NBA by 5 points.
Yeah,
nobody else is even close.
I believe it
on defense.
And I love watching them. I don't get to see them very often because, you know,
East Coast, West Coast, and they don't really show the Jazz over the Golden State Warriors.
I do think, though, the Wizards are set up better because they're in a lot more trade rumors. They need front court help. I believe they're going to get that front court help to help them get into one of those top four seeds in the East. I don't see the Jazz really making a move.
No.
They're a younger team. I don't think they're going to really trade up any.
I could imagine them possibly doing it. I could. There's a possibility.
There's a possibility. There's always a possibility.
Yeah, I just don't know if they're going to be able to.
It's
going to
be huge.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be huge.
I could kick you out of this studio right now.
I'm just doing an impression.
I know.
That's it. I'm not. There is no feeling behind the impression. Okay? Don't get me wrong.
Oh my gosh. If only you guys could see the death stare right now. That's going to do it for us from the perimeter. Kyle Vaught alongside Thomas Pensiero. Did you figure out your Twitter?
Yes, it's Thomas J. Pensiero.
Thomas J. Pensiero.
Yes.
Sweet.
It's a lot better than what my Twitter handle used to be.
What did it used to be?
I'm not going to tell you guys.
It wasn't
a professional name. We'll just say that.
Oh,
I'll tell you off air.
Okay. That's all right.
You guys got to do your research.
I don't want them to find my old tweets. I used to just tweet about movies the whole time.
That's interesting.
Yeah. My Twitter is Kyle Vaught. It's Kyle really Vaught. Easy. V-A-T-T.
I wish I had an easy last name.
Eh. Mine's
no, I
don't. Fun.
No, I love my last name. Just kidding. I love it.
Just kidding. But seriously, find us on Twitter. Hit us up. Social media. Anytime. If you guys have any suggestions on what our logo should look like, send that to one of us. DM us. That would be really cool. We'd really appreciate it.
This way we can start getting Twitter polls. Twitter polls.
I would be 100% down with being able to run some of those myself. So.
Those are my favorite.
Those are your favorite? Wow. Guys, you are seriously the best. Thank you so much for listening. Join us every week as we track down some more NBA topics and throw down on some wonderful segments. We try to mix it up every once in a while. But we will be back next week. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful week.